Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
The Commonwealth Drive Food Center, Block 1A, 2A, and 3A, will disappear before the end of this year for redevelopment purposes. And then the Tanglin Halt Market at 48A Tanglin Halt Market will be torn down in 2024.
Two very famous hawker centers with very famous stalls and dishes in Singapore.
Yep. So let's get the man who knows about this intimately, KF Sito, founder of Makan Sutra, TV host, also the one that was instrumental in putting Singapore hawker centers up for UNESCO World
Very
Heritage
much so.
Site consideration. Sito, how does this news strike
Good
you
morning.
Of these two being redeveloped? Good morning.
Firstly, I think somebody should set up a stall in Tanglin Halt. It's one of the best wild hawk recipes. Then, you know, people will come up and say, hey, wow, hey, that's a good idea. We should preserve this.
Okay, firstly, those of you on Facebook Live, weigh in on that.
We tried to save them, Sita, not eat them.
Yeah, at what expense? Them biting your knees off or what? You know, how do we get to today where these fellas come out and chase you all over the place and attack people? How do we get to today, you know? Back in my day, wow, hey, that's food for the public, man. Yeah, I know we love nature and all that, but there has to be better governance. There has to be the line drawn between animals that can harm humans and where we live and thrive. Even zoos have barricades. So I think there should be a little bit more management there because as it is, you know, after sending, I quote, 20 trained officers to track down this wild boar. 20 to track down one boar.
Yeah, I get the numbers are a bit skewed. He wasn't a drug dealer, so I'm not quite sure what they were all doing.
Imagine if there were like 50 drug dealer wild boars.
It wasn't like this is
How many officers do we need to track them down?
Yeah. This wasn't Mas Selamat running around. It was a wild boar, right?
No. But we eventually caught the wild boar.
One out of two ain't bad.
I like to ask, how do they know that that's the wild boar? Did they interview the boar?
Well, exactly. Was there evidence? We had that question
Did they
as well.
Interrogate the fellow, where were you on the night of the first day of Chinese New Year? Blah, 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 blah.
Have you not heard of the new, they've got CSI wild boar, right? And they DNA the scene and they get the forensics in and they hoof print and hoof printing.
Okay, I'll take it that you saw the evidence.
Now,
I'll take it at that, brother.
Now we're arguing about the same point here because on the one hand you're suggesting jokingly about the wild boar population, but actually it's the same thing. This idea of preserving what we've got, or at least trying to preserve elements of what we've got. A little bit of greenery, little bit of forest, or in this case, the two hawker centres. Why? Because they're in our DNA. They're our memories. I mean, I saw your wonderful post, which is why I contacted you, about these two hawker centres. So as Glenn mentions, why are these two hawker centres so important? And what does it mean to you that another two famous hawker centres are going?
I think it's not just Tanglin Halt area that means a lot to people. I think in generally, every true country must have elements in the countries that connect with everybody. If you keep destroying the past, how can an older generation connect to the land that they were brought up in, that they grew up, that they slog to bring it to today? You know, you can't advance into the future by demolishing the past. It may be just run down little things like that, but this is social infrastructure. This is very important. It makes the people proud of who they are. I mean, glass, steel, and concrete, nice. But hey, do we need another condo? Seriously, do we lack housing opportunities in Singapore? I think we lack affordable housing, but I don't think we need another condo.
I noticed some of the comments on your Facebook page said things like that older, not just older, younger Singaporeans were saying, you know, I walk around parts of Singapore and I don't connect. I don't necessarily connect to these places where I grew up. And something like the Tanglin Halt Market would be one of those. This connects to my parents, my grandparents, my childhood, my school days, whatever, right? I mean, that's the point you're making.
There was a comment on that post. I think a lady said that, oh, hey, we got to do this. It is what it is because we're land scarce. And I mean, if the grandchild of that lady grew up and asked mom or granny, what was your life like growing up? All she can refer to is an app. Sad, isn't it?
It's very sad.
So I say, you know, if you can't connect to your grandchildren with your past, how you grew up, what are you? You're just growing old, you know?
Yeah. Sito, just a quick question and I guess a point of clarification. These two food centers will be rebuilt, will they not? I mean, albeit with new modern facilities. They will come back. There will be a food center space, right? Your point is you're getting rid of the original flavor of the current architecture and the current food sellers that are there. Was that your point?
Are you asking if they're going to rebuild them, or do you know that they're going to rebuild them?
I'm asking.
I don't know. The plans are quite sketchy, but I mean, if past experiences are known, I think another condo or mall will come up, you know, with some rooftop swimming pool and all that. But you know, that whole place, those two rows of shop houses, housing, really, really old, you know, little shops selling things we all needed all along, little biscuits, little things that we need to use every day. Those lend a lot of character to who we are. So if I can't bring a group of young kids or even a tourist and walk them around and say, hey, listen, Singapore is not all shiny and bright since day one. We grew up like this, you know, from there. We have a metropolis, you know, we have a town. No, but these areas, I feel, must be preserved. It just roots a generation and help an older generation to connect to the young, which will stop the young people from saying, what are you talking about? I do not know anything about this past. Isn't it sad? And then that new generation will grow up and their memories will be torn. If this system continues, if we feel that this is the right thing to do, then, you know, even the young will grow up and say, yeah, hey, my future once upon a time in 2020 is now an app also. Yeah. In 2050, you know?
And also that younger generation may be tempted to stay in Singapore if they've got something to be anchored to, which is another issue about preserving these landmarks. Yeah. Have you featured these? I'm sure you have featured any of these markets or stalls in your Makan Sutra books. Any particular stalls you want to highlight? I did write down a couple myself.
There is a mi chang kueh, you know, those Chinese pancakes, soft, they're airy, and then you put peanuts and sugar or even red bean paste in there. There's a laksa there. And that the other one, the newer hawker center, it's new, you know, I mean, the one by the roadside. That is a hawker center known for fried bihun and fried chicken wings. I don't know how, but at least four or five stalls sprung up over the years, and they only open at a ridiculous hour of evening, and they draw in the crowd. They open right until midnight. People go in there just to eat humble fried bee hoon with tauge and fried chicken. Some of them offer you a little dessert.
I'm getting hungry.
That place has a reputation. And that old rectangular, that pentagon-shaped hawker center, there's some old stalls there. On top of my mind comes this... I think it's called Top Western Food. They've been there for, like, I think just after the war, something like this. They have generations, the grandparents and parents and kids will be eating there. They relate to the place soulfully. That is going to go. And when they go, a lot of these hawkers will just say, the older ones especially, and many of them are quite old, they'll just simply say, yeah, I'm going to call it quits. You know?
Yeah, that was going to be my point. It's something that you spoke about quite a lot, Sito. Yeah. I was reading, there's a couple of famous ones there. There's a brother and a sister you may be aware of at Tangen Halt Market. There's a Ka Cheng, 72, runs the braised duck noodles since 1969. And her brother, Jui Chai, runs the Wei Yi Laksa store in the same hawker centre, 68. And they've been there since 19... She's been there since 1969. The brother's been there, I'm assuming, a bit later.
I featured those kids when they were kids. about 15, 20 years ago on my TV show. I was very proud to know that, you know, there are people that are so dedicated to just selling their one thing. They started selling prawn noodles and laksa because the prawn stock is used to lace at the laksa sambal. It was very good. And I learned so much working with and understanding hawkers like this, but all that will be history, and they'll probably move to some newfangled hawker and a lot of the heritage will be lost when you relocate people. You move out from your mother's house, you go to a new place, you go to a new country, a lot is lost of who you are. So you've got to reinvent yourself. So I say, please do not unblock our history, do not unblock our memories.
Sito, is there a chance that these two, the one at Commonwealth Drive Food Center and Tanglin Halt, might in some way be preserved? Is there any potential that you can petition the government to have, or somebody can, the URA, to make sure that at least elements of the current hawker centers survive?
Well, I can, and a group of people out there can just petition them, please reconsider, you know, just keeping it as it is. Don't just give a new paying job and then ask a new funky hipster people to come in and take over their place. No, don't do that. I can do that. But, you know, there will be a group of people who are so fatalistic. They'll say, yeah, but it's like that. What to do?
Yeah.
They'll say, you are barking up the wrong tree. That area is one spot. The other one, oh gosh, I may be giving this away. Another old charming spot like this is Commonwealth Avenue, that hawker center there, a row of two-story shop houses and a refurbished hawker center sits beside this little old estate. Very charming. Three-room flats. Housing around there. You know that place, right? You know, some of that old provision shop, hey, provision shop. Some people don't even know what that is. You know? The provision shop, is it something like NTUC or something like that? They still have those rickety, you put 20-cent coins inside there and their little rabbit will rock. They still have those kids still play there, you know. I love just taking a walk around there because it reminds me of where I came from.
Mm. That whole area, I used to, many, many years ago, I used to volunteer at the Tung Jong Paga Football Club at Queenstown Stadium. So we'd frequently go to the Tanglin Halt hawker centres. I think it's, is it Stirling Road, the name of that road in front of Queenstown Stadium?
That is another area.
That's a very old area, though. It's one of the oldest, some of the oldest rental flats in Singapore. But we'd go over to the Tanglin Halt market. It's just such a unique culture over there, Glenn. Yeah. You know
that, right?
You step
as an Ang Mo, you go there, you feel it, right?
This is
a part of the real Singapore that a generation grew up with.
But it's all of them, Sito. You know, every Wednesday night I go to Commonwealth Crescent Hawker to visit a friend of mine who lives there and his wife, an elderly couple. And, you know, you got two chefs there. You got an amazing chicken wing place. And you know, there's a seafood restaurant. And these are all just part of that community. You know, all the HDBs surround it. And everybody goes down there, whether it's early in the morning for their kopi or whether it's late in the evening for their beer and their food. It's a piece of land that is so big. I can imagine the redevelopers are looking at that land as well.
I ask Singaporeans, all your listeners, anybody, do you have a problem with that place that you really want it torn down?
Hmm.
I don't think anybody will raise their hand. Hmm. So who is making all these decisions to remove my memory about, to remove our memories about my land that I grew up in, that I can associate? So I think go easy. You know, somebody up there, I don't know where they came from or what kind of heritage they have. Hmm. Some people feel that if it ain't broken, break it.
Mm. Yeah, well, on that very key pertinent point, I know you're quite concerned about this very issue of continuity and sustainability. Now, you work very, very hard, and we applaud you for your work in getting the hawker centre culture recognised as part of the UNESCO, which is just wonderful, the UNESCO award. But there's a thing, Glenn, these things have to be maintained. Is that correct, Sito? They reevaluate and check every 6 years whether you're still worthy of keeping that status.
Uh-huh.
So what do we need to do?
Yes.
So what do we need?
If all of our hawker centers go,
if we're chopping down, if we're knocking down the hawker centers, we might not keep the status. I mean, what do we need to do, Sito?
Mm-hmm.
So every 6 years, UNESCO will swing by and spot check. Are you doing things to address this sustainability, continuity, this heritage? So I know the authorities, especially the people behind the public hawker center, NEA, guys, they're trying their level best to do so many. They're picking up courses, all kinds of programs, internships, blah, 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 blah. But it's kind of falling flat now. Because I'll tell you up front, NEA started to be a name behind hawker centres because they were governing the hardware, the licensing, the drinks, the rentals and all that. But they were the day today we're talking about cultures, intangible cultures. I think they're the last people that should be addressing that matter. They're not experts in that space, and they kind of know it. So I feel more agencies to come on board, put their heads together. I mean, even the tourism boards, the culture and community folks, the ESG, they should come together and, hey, listen, how can we tap on this or even capitalize on this award that the hawkers gave us over the decades?
Yeah. Good point.
Well, the topic is redevelopment of Hawker Centers, Commonwealth Drive Food Center, and Tanglin Halt Market, slated to be demolished.
So get down there and support them while you can.
Get down there. They want your money. Yep. Get your bihun, get your laksa, get whatever it is you need to get, and support them with your cash. KF Sito, founder of Makan Sutra, TV host, thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, man.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.